Wisconsin School Superintendent Tony Evers says putting states in the driver's seat allows reforms that draw on support from the whole community, an approach he says research supports.
Really engage communities in a different way, not just engage them, but make sure there's partners in solving this problem.
But CJ Safer with the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says Wisconsin's method for drawing up the state plan should have included active participation from legislators.
Dictating what the state's going to do to turn around low-performing schools or how to spend federal dollars, taking more of a role in the policy-making process.
The public, legislature, and governor will all have the chance to weigh in on the plan before it's submitted to the Department of Education in September. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.